there are really three different types of asset classes. There's paper assets, which includes the stock market, bonds, things like that. There's the real estate market, and then there's the business market, which is building a business, buying a business, a franchise, those types of things. Different people are suited for different investment alternatives. So when we work with a client on a wealth strategy, when we begin by looking at where should they be investing, because what is suitable for them? Let me give you a simple example if I could. There are some people who love to work with people, and there are some people who just hate working with people. Now, one person isn't better than the other. It's just their preference. It's what they like to do. Well, the person who loves to work with people might be well suited for business. They're going to deal with vendors, employees, contractors, the public. These people do well in business. But if you don't like working with people, trust me, you don't want employees. You don't want to be in business. So the stock market, where you don't have to deal with anybody, might be perfect for you. Or real estate might be somewhere in between for you, where you have to deal with a few people, but not a lot of people. So there are a number of factors involved. I don't think that any one investment is better than another, per se. And we show our clients how we can accelerate their returns in any one of those areas using some very basic concepts that we're not going to get into today, but that we call leverage and velocity.
Well, one of the strengths of the Wealth Builders Action Plan is that it actually explains and lays out a choice of pathways to wealth creation, just as you've mentioned, so that the individual can select which is best suited to him or to her. One of the things that really strikes me, though, about your model is that